Well, everyone,
I want to wish everybody a happy holidays from Bank of America. And I know that the team at Tom Fair, your coach, also wishes you each a happy holidays. And I wanted to just welcome you to the New Year conference call with Tom Ferry. My name is Scott Harkless, and I'm the Senior Vice President at Bank of America Home Loans. Bank of America has partnered with Tom Ferry, your coach, because we know that the market in 2014 offers exciting and new opportunities for all of us in the real estate market, and we want to be prepared for those opportunities with you. For nearly 20 years, Tom has earned a peerless reputation as trainer, motivator, speaker, author, and business coach for professionals in real estate and financial services, and he's the author of the 2010 best-selling book, Life by Design. Today, right now, Tom will discuss the new business planning strategies to make 2014 your best year ever. So, Tom, thanks for your time today, and we look forward to hearing more from you, and I give it to you.
Hey, Scott, thank you so much, and from all of us here at Your Coach, we want to thank Bank of America for this incredible partnership. You know, as I said at the National Association of Realtors in San Francisco just in November, that I believe in my heart of hearts, and I know that Bank of America's best days are in front of them, and that means that for all of us that are on the line, the opportunity to work with an extraordinary bank, an extraordinary company, and a committed group of individuals that at the end of the day want to do the same thing I do, which is we want to help more agents ultimately help more buyers and sellers. So thank you, Scott, and I'm excited to be here, and let's jump in. So good morning or good afternoon, depending upon where you are in the country. Happy December. I hope that your December is full of appointments and closings, and most importantly, that you're getting ready to have 2014 be extraordinary. If we haven't had a chance to work together, I want to thank you, obviously, for being on the line. And for all of you that I do know, thank you always. You know I love you. So Bank of America has sent you a copy of our business plan. If you haven't downloaded it, you can go to bankofamerica.com/Tom Ferry. And they also have, by the way, a few other tools on that page. So if you have the business plan, you might want to just go there and also download sometime between now and the end of the day our marketing plan, which is a valuable tool that we will discuss today. And one of the most important reports, one of the key reports that we came out with this year, called Solving the Inventory Crisis. And if you're anything like so many of our great customers around the country, you take a great listing, it sells instantaneously, even in many cases with multiple offers. How do we get more of those listings to have you win and win big in 2014? So go to bankofamerica.com/Tom Ferry, download those three reports, and that'll help you on your way. So our outcomes for today, you know, we were a little bit generic in terms of what we said we're going to cover. It just sort of said new year, new you. And really, that's really what this is all about. You know, we're sitting here and we've got a clean slate in front of us, a fresh start, a new beginning. You know, my mentor, a guy named Mike Vance, and many of you, maybe you know that name, maybe you don't. He passed away in September of this year, which was, rough for myself and rough for many of us. And yet Mike Vance, if you know the name, he was the first dean of the Disney University. And he actually helped launch Orlando. And for the last 8 years of Walt Disney's life, he was in charge of ideas and people at the Walt Disney Company. After leaving Walt Disney, he did some consulting work. He used to go out and do some seminars and, you know, sort of share his experience about working with Disney. And, of course, ended up doing a ton of work with a young guy named Steve Jobs and was smart enough early on as Apple was forming to take stock instead of taking a paycheck. That was a good move. He mentored a young guy named Jack Welch. Jack, of course, went on to become one of the greatest CEOs of all time. And I was very proud to call him coach and mentor. I worked with him as a mentor relationship for a decade and actually had him coach me privately for 1 year. He and I used to talk all the time in the month of December because we both believe the same thing, and I think you do too. This is the most important month of the year. This is where you get to get rid of the cobwebs, close out the year, reset for the next year, and make some key decisions that will cause next year to be absolutely extraordinary. Now, whether you had an incredible 2013, and of course I wish that on every one of you, or 2013 was a rough year for you, What we know is, in the new year, it doesn't matter. I think every one of us knows at least one person. I think of a longtime coach, a longtime client, a great friend, a guy named Bob Kuyper from Minnesota. And if Bob, you're on the line, you know, big shout out to you and your lovely family. When Bob came to us nearly a decade ago, the year he was closing out was a pretty good year. He had sold about 64 homes. He had written a business plan to double his business because he had doubled the previous year. And unfortunately, in his mind, and here's the key distinction, in his mind, when he came into the new year, he didn't do the kind of planning he wanted. He didn't do the kind of planning that he should have. He didn't remove some of the uncertainty that we'll do today. He certainly didn't know exactly what he had to do on a daily basis. So what happened is he started the new year in a state of total uncertainty, in a state of fear, of worry, of doubt. And I don't know about all of you, but I figured out in my 25 years that if I'm in a state of doubt, concern, worry, fear, or frustration, I'm not really good when I talk to customers. I'm really bad talking to my wife and children. I'm really bad talking to everybody when I'm walking around in a state of fear, of worry, of anxiety, of frustration, of upset. And what we know today is this. We know that how you feel on the inside radiates to the people on your outside. How you feel on the inside radiates to the people on your outside. Now, I'm not going woo-woo Southern California goofy stuff on you. I'm talking about good old-fashioned human psychology. How you feel causes you to perform exactly how you feel. Well, Bob turned it around, and he turned it around early in January by going through the same exact four things we're going to talk about today, the four key triggers for success, including five tips that I'm going to share with you on how to make 2014 your best year ever, not just professionally, but also personally. But the most important thing we did is we removed the uncertainty and the doubt. We removed what I call the scariest word in business planning and goal setting, and that is guessing. We removed those three things, and guess what, my friends? He went from selling 64 homes in 1 year. In January, he had one closing, and he finished that year at over 122 closed and pending being the key, transactions. Now, any way you add that up, that's an extraordinary level of growth, considering he really did it in 11 months. And he came from not being in the best possible mental state into an extraordinary state. So my hope is that you're not sitting in the same shoes that Bob Kuyper was sitting in. My hope is that you're sitting in a place right now where you've had a good year and you want to make it even better. You know, you're excited about your relationship with Bank of America. You're open to these ideas. You're already doing good, and you just want to have it be extraordinary. So I said it, but let me have you write it down. Our outcomes for today, we're going to do four things. I want to remove the uncertainty. I want to remove the uncertainty and take out the guesswork. I want to remove the uncertainty and I want to take out the guesswork. The second thing is, I want to unlock for you those four key triggers that are causing our clients to have extraordinary growth year after year, and do it by design, not by default. Do it by their plan, their design, on their terms, on their time, versus just sheer force, which we know many of us on the line, we've had good years, but when we finish the year, we're physically, emotionally, and mentally exhausted. And worse, we have no idea if we can duplicate it again. Sheer force will only get you so far, my friends. Sheer passion will only get you so far. At a certain point, we've got to unlock these four key triggers and go from default to what we call by design. The third thing is, I do want to talk to you about some tips to make 2014 your best year ever, personally as well as professionally. At the end of the day, you know, we are men and women, we are husbands and wives, we are partners, we are lovers, we are fathers, we are mothers, you know, we are siblings, we are, you know, kids to somebody else. So there's that personal side of our life that we want to make sure that, you know, you're writing some goals and you're creating some plans and you're creating some intentions to make sure that you're getting the most from what you want. All right? So let's get in. By the way, again, as I mentioned to you, if you're online and you're excited certainly about what we're about to cover, go to facebook.com/Coach Tom Ferry, facebook.com/Coach Tom Ferry, as this is where we'll do the Q&A, which is the last outcome we have for the call. So if you want to connect with me afterwards, you want to ask some questions, certainly I want to do it live with everybody. There's always going to be some great questions, and who knows, there might just be some additional fun little bonuses for all of you. So we'll take advantage of that. So today, we coach several thousand real estate professionals from every nook and cranny throughout the U.S. and Canada and Australia and throughout Europe, from brand new agents to 40-plus year veterans in the business. I'm going to share this with you because their growth over the last 3 years has been tremendous. They went from selling 17 homes in 2011 on average. Now, I'm not including any REO business in this, my friends. I'm just talking retail listing and sales. 17 in 2011 to 33 transactions in 2012, and closing this year just shy of 44.8 transactions in 2013. Now, when you look at that growth and you look at the trajectory that these, you know, men and women are on, it's impressive by every stretch. You know, with a couple thousand people that we're working with, if we were a real estate company, we would be the most productive real estate company in North America. The question, though, is how? What did these men and women do that, as you're sitting here creating your plan, thinking about your intention, thinking about your clean slate, your fresh start, your new beginning for 2014, are there some key things that you can take from their experience and plus and enhance your business, incorporate into your business? And we all know the answer is, of course there is. So the answers are the following. Let's write down number one in your notes, the very first thing that they did. Number one, they began to track and measure where their business comes from. So they're tracking and measuring where their business comes from. So they know how many sources produce a transaction. They know how many transactions they generated from their past clients in Sphere. They know how many agent-to-agent referrals they received. They know how many transactions came directly from open houses or from Zillow or Realtor or Trulia.com. They know exactly how many transactions came from expired listings or Zillow Make Me Moves or geographic farming or any one of the other lead generation sources that they're working. Now, here's a key distinction, my friends. I know that every one of us on the line, if you had a good year this year, a great year, or an extraordinary year, one thing I know is you put in a lot of time and a lot of hours, and at the end of the day, you know, you worked your butts off to make it happen. I just want to challenge you on this. As you go into next year, one of the most important things we're going to talk about today is honing in on what works and making sure that you're maximizing the right lead generation opportunities. The way you're going to go from uncertainty, fear, doubt, lack, concern, and worry to success, certainty, abundance, and knowing is to track where your business comes from. So the first thing I'd ask you to do, matter of fact, I'm going to give you two thoughts on this first point. One is a marketing point that you're all going to want to do. And the second one is just to help you do this. Whether you pull up the MLS and you download a copy of every one of your transactions, and then you just one at a time say, where did that come from? 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 Don't make the mistake that our typical client that joins us makes. They all say, oh, so much of my business comes by way of referral. Then when we actually analyze it, most of them, it's less than half of their business because they were doing open houses and had online lead generation and everything else. So download a list of all your transactions. And if you can, download the last 2 years. And then analytically, where did that person come from? Where did that person come from? Where did that person come from? List it all out. And what you're going to find is your business is actually more diverse than you thought. The question is your marketing? Are your campaigns? Is your focus? Did those transactions happen by design or did you get lucky? See, I want to remove the doubt. I want to remove the guesswork. So the number one thing that our clients did is they tracked where their business is coming from. Now, little side note, one of the hottest mailing pieces you can send in the month of January, so please write this down, one of the hottest mailing pieces you can send in the month of January is what we call a proof of success piece. A proof of success piece. Now, what do? You take that same list of every one of your transactions from this year, and you upload it into one of three sources. So one of three sources. Source number one is Bing, B-I-N-G, their mapping tool, or Google Maps, as an example, or Batch, B-A-T-C-H, Geo, Batch Geo. Any one of these three F-R-E-E free tools will allow you to create a beautiful map of the city or town or region you work with every one of the transactions you did on each of those addresses. Now, think about it like this. If you're going to send out a marketing piece in January to your database, to your past clients, and to your sphere, is there a better piece to send than something like, we were able to help 27 families buy and sell real estate in 2013. Thank you so much for all the referrals, et cetera, et cetera. The second thing I want you to write down, the second key thing that these men and women are doing is that they added new sources of marketing and lead generation to build their business. This morning I was on the phone with one of our coaching clients, a great gal named Jill Biggs. Jill is in the top 4 or 5 of all of the agents in her marketplace in New Jersey. She works Hoboken, New Jersey specifically, if you know that town, right? The land of Frank Sinatra. So this morning we were on the phone and we were looking at her business and she was going through herself and her team and she's telling me that, you know, if all the closings go as planned, they'll have about 168 closings this year for about $1.5 million in GCI. Now that's an enormous amount of business. You can sense the average sales price about $500,000, $550,000. She's got an amazing business. When we broke down where all the business came from, and then she shared with me her goal for 2014, here's the bottom line. The only way the goal is going to happen is either A, she's going to squeeze her existing sources tighter and hope that we get more from them. That's okay. But most importantly, she said, Tom, I'm going to add 1, 2, 3 new sources of business, and this is where the biggest percentage of that new growth will come from. So the same point applies to all of us. If you want to add more business, you need to improve on what you're already doing, which we're going to get into, and you've got to add more lead generation systems. So I thought what I would do is have you write down in your notes the top 5 lead sources of our clients this year, the top 5. So just write down A, B, C, D, E, A, B, C, D, E. So A, the number one source came from our past clients and sphere. And you'll see that in our business plan, we actually break that up into 4 different categories. Your center of influence, past clients who repeat with you, you know, they do another transaction, versus your center of influence and your past clients who send you a referral, versus referrals from agents or business and professional network referrals. So we actually break that up into 4 separate campaigns, as you'll see in the business plan. But here we basically say, we just sum it all up and say that represented 42% of our clients' business. The second category, B, write down online, and that represented 19% of all of their transactions. So nearly 20%. And by the way, that number has been obviously shifting up the last couple of years, as you can imagine. So online is shifting up now at 19%. C, the third one, is geographic farming. Now I hope for some of my veterans on the line, you're probably smiling because you know anybody from the 70s, 80s, 90s, 2000s, anybody that continued to geographic farm, even though the message had to change from 2007 to 2010 to a short sale oriented message, the people that have consistently done their geographic farms have consistently dominated. Today that represents about 18% on average. Now, my friends, some of our clients, it's 70% of their business, but on average, it's 18% of their business. D, the fourth one, is open houses, representing about 11%. We don't do traditional or recommend traditional open houses in the sense of putting out 2 or 3 signs and hoping and praying to the real estate gods that somebody shows up. We actually have a 5-point marketing strategy for open houses, starting with a minimum of 20 to 25 signs door knocking the community and inviting in all of the neighbors to come preview the house before the general public has a chance to see it. We call it the mega open house strategy, and it consistently generates, as you can imagine, when you invite all the neighbors in, 2 to 3 listing appointment opportunities every time. So super exciting plan. And then, of course, the last one is a combination of expired listings or today Zillow Make Me Moves, which are super hot. And if we have clients, for example, like in New York City, you might also have for sale by owners, where for sale by owners in New York is a hot opportunity. The bottom line is this, my friends. I know if you're on the line, you're looking to grow your business. You're looking to sell more. You want to do more. You want to make more. Well, your choice is you can continue to squeeze harder the existing sources that you have, or when you look at section 2, which we'll get to in a minute of the business plan, there's about 20 different sources of business that you can go after to expand your business. We believe in the following value. There is no wrong way to generate a client. There's no wrong way to generate a client, whether it's from relocation or REO or working a non-owner occupied or a for sale by owner, getting a sign call, your website, or paying for an internet lead. There's no wrong way to do it. My question for all of you is, how many sources of business do you have? And as you grow your business in 2014, are you going to be squeezing the same sources even harder, you know, your database as an example, or are you going to add new opportunities for growth? That's going to be a big decision and a big distinction, and it's certainly what has helped our clients elevate and grow year in and year out, regardless of market conditions. Let's go to number 3. The number 3 key that is allowed them to remove the uncertainty, and again, it's allowed them to get the fear and the doubt and the worry of where's my next transaction coming from out of the way, is number 3. Write down in your notes, they created consistency in their marketing and lead generation. They created consistency in their marketing and lead generation. Now, all of us on the line, brand new agent or veteran, you and I both know, when you're consistently doing your marketing and lead generation, whether that's making your phone calls or doing open houses, whatever it may be, whatever you choose to do, do it with great consistency. And what do we know? Your business is going to be amazing. Your business is absolutely going to be amazing. So consider the following. I wrote down actually 2 things for you. Number 1, as I mentioned, bankofamerica.com/TomFerry. They've given you a copy of the marketing plan, the 12-month marketing plan that we make available for our coaching clients. If you haven't taken the time to download that, I would encourage you to do so. We will touch on it a little bit today, but understand that when you download that, you realize you could easily spend a couple hours making the right decisions. I'm going to share with you, though, one of the hottest trends amongst our clients, one of the things that has caused them to move the needle, remove the fear, remove the uncertainty, and dominate in terms of production. And here's what it is, my friends. Write down the following in your notes. Under consistency, obviously, they decided on the marketing plan for the year. That's big. They've decided on the marketing plan for the year. So you know, for example, in January, you're setting out HUD statements. You know, for example, in February, you might do something like, you know, Happy Valentine's. You know, in March, you might do something like, you know, St. Patrick's Day. But beyond that, they were also saying, what am I going to send to my geographic farm? What Facebook advertising or marketing might I do? Am I going to expand my Zillow or Realtor or Trulia, as an example, to get more impressions and more leads? They were deciding in advance on 3, 4, 5, 6 different campaigns every single month, and you'll see it when you download the plan. Now, I know for some of you, you're like, oh my goodness, Tom, I mean, I'm sitting here at the end of December, and you know, it's a week from Christmas, and where do I find the time to do this? Remember Bob Kuyper? He really didn't get it all done until January, and was able to go from selling 60-plus houses to over 100, you know, 120 houses in 1 year. I mean, that's unbelievable growth, because he did these first 3 things I'm asking you to do. Well, here's the bottom line. Whether you create the plan or you do what a lot of our clients have done, write this down, consider bringing in someone 3 hours a week or even a full day. And this is, by the way, one of the hottest trends amongst our clients that are growing the fastest, the ones that are having, you know, huge jumps in their production. They're all saying the same thing. I've got someone coming in 3 hours, you know, 3 hours on a Monday or all day on a Monday, and their only job is to manage and work and fulfill on my marketing plan. Now, think about it. Could you imagine bringing somebody in at $10 or $15 or maybe $20 an hour, depending upon where you are in the country or the qualifications you're looking for? Could you imagine somebody coming into your office every week and their sole purpose for a few hours a day or the entire day was to make sure that your email marketing, your direct mail, your Facebook ads, everything you wanted done was done? Could you imagine the position that would put you and your business in? Now, I know you might say, oh my goodness, Tom, I might have to spend, you know, a couple hundred dollars a month to have a person like that coming into my office, to which my response is, what would your return on investment be? Our clients will say the bottom line is it was arguably one of the biggest game changers of 2013's growth for, you know, the enormous number of our coaching clients that decided, hey, somebody coming in for a couple hours every week, somebody coming in for a full day every week, and their sole purpose was to make sure that my expired campaign was working, that my mailers were going out to the non-owner occupieds of the market, that my database was getting the right tempo of email marketing and or, you know, my direct mail campaigns, that my geographic farming programs were going out, that when I did an open house, that the flyers were created, that everything was done. So you were able to do what you do best, which is go talk to customers. Think about it. As you can imagine, it was a major factor in our clients' growth. Now, so I've given you those three sort of key factors. And the purpose of that was to have you just sort of reflect on, as these men and women that we're working with are having this tremendous growth, you know, what was the cause of them removing the uncertainty? What was the cause of them getting rid of the doubt? What was the cause of them no longer guessing at what was going to happen next, but instead knowing with certainty how they were going to grow their business? Now I want to look at the business plan. So if you have a copy of that in front of you, awesome. If you don't, I'm going to tell you the section that we're going to focus on. And, you know, my hope is, of course, that, you know, you were emailed this, I'm guessing, three or four times, and you had a chance to download it. So I'm going to assume that you're prepared and you've got it in front of you. So let's walk through the four key triggers of that plan that are causing our clients to win and win big, and they will cause you to have an amazing 2014. So the first part is to take a look at section one. Section one in that plan says the vision statement. The vision statement. I don't know if you have children or not. I tell my boys, I've got two boys, 14 and 12. I tell them all the time that there's two kinds of people on this planet, interested or committed. Two kinds of people, people that are interested and people that are committed. And my 12-year-old, who's a bit of a ham bone, will always say, okay, Daddy, what does it mean when somebody's interested? And I say, Stephen, interested people only do what they're supposed to do when it's convenient. And committed people do it every day, no matter what, to produce the results. And then I just remind them, you got to make a choice, my friend. You got to decide, are you going to be one of those interested people in society who's interested in doing more, interested in doing better, but at the end of the day, really only does it when it's convenient, versus the committed individual who says, I want to have an amazing 2014 personally and professionally, and I'm willing to do whatever it takes to stoke the fire, to make the calls, to do the marketing, to have it all. Well, here's what I'm going to share with you. You have to decide, why is having this great year a must for you? You know, what's your vision? You can see inside there it says, you know, I'm committed to have 2014 my best year ever because, and we give you four or five room, you know, lines for you to fill in. Why is it important to you? Now, you've all heard from the, you know, the great motivators of our time, whether it's Napoleon Hill or Tony Robbins, and every one of them says the same thing. You got to discover your motive to act, your motivation. You see, I bet for a lot of you, just like me, if you're going for more in 2014, that's going to require more thinking, more working, more planning, more organization, more systems, more processes, and maybe in the beginning, more time to get it all done. Well, I don't know about all of you, but I'm going to need some motivation, some reminder, some encouragement, some inspiration that's going to cause me to go do that. We all know the agent that has great intentions, but simply lacks the motivation and therefore lacks the action required to achieve their goal. So I'd like you to consider a few things, four things under this first key trigger of success. Answer the question, what are 20 reasons why you want 2014 to be extraordinary? And I literally want you to list out all the reasons. Not right now on this call, because that would take you hopefully 20 minutes to an hour. But what are the 20 reasons why it's a must for you? Why is it so important that this year, once and for all, you make the stance? And then I ask you question number two. Who are you willing to do it for? Is there someone you could honor in 2014 by having a breakthrough year? Is there someone that you'd like to say, this year I'm dedicating my hard work and my success to you, whether that person is alive or dead? One of my insanely great clients, she may be on the line, Ruth Pugh, San Diego, California, former number one agent in the world, by the way, for Century 21, now kind of working a lot less as she's nearing retirement, selling about 289 homes a year. I know that sounds like a lot. She's got a team, and you know she does about 80 of them, and the team does the balance, and very successful woman, very successful business. A few years ago, she had something happen in her life, and it was a hardship for her family, and she decided that she would dedicate a year of success towards the love and commitment she has for her family. And when she wrote that down, you know, who are you willing to do it for? She said, I'm willing to do it for my family. I'm willing to do whatever it takes to put my family and I in a position where we're going to win. And that became the motivation for her to sustain the energy we need 365 days. The third question I'd ask you to consider is there a dragon you need to slay? Because maybe that's going to motivate you. I think of a longtime client and friend, Ed Kaminsky, Shorewood Realtors, out in the Los Angeles area. And I can remember when we first started working together, I said, who's number one in your office? And he told me, and he said, I have so much respect for this individual. I said, who's number two? And he told me, and he said it with a snarl. You know what I mean? He's like, arr. And I said, who's that guy? He said, I don't like that guy. And I said, let's make him the dragon you need to slay. And the entire year, every time we talked, I said, are you close to beating, and I won't say the name because he's a pretty popular agent, but the bottom line is that gave him the consistent motivation he needed to go do the work. And of course, at the end of the year, he was the number two guy in the company out of about 500 agents, guys. He went for it because he had that extra motivation. The last one I'd ask you to consider before we move on from this is to answer the question, who would you already be if you were there? Who would you already be? Not what would you do, but what would the qualities and characteristics, the attributes, you know, the words that would describe you as the person that already achieved the goal? I promise you this, when you write all of that down, it's going to motivate you. It's going to fire you up. You know, even before you start looking at goals and savings and all that other stuff, which we're going to talk about, the bottom line is we got to find what's going to be the fuel to the engine of your business that's going to cause you to go out and be as committed and consistent as I know you want to be going into this new year. So let's write down the second one. The first one was getting really clear on your motivation. Now we're going to get a little more tactical. And if you would, in your business plan, turn to the second page. Turn to the second page where it says transaction results, and you'll see that there's a column for what you did in 2013 as well as your goals for 2014. Now, what I'd like you to do is not spend any time on 2013 because you're going to need to spend time analytically and go up, you know, transaction by transaction to discover exactly where your business came from. But what I want to do right now, and we're going to do this in just in 2 minutes, I'm going to ask you to go through right now and fill out under every one of those columns how many transactions, buyer and seller, you want to do in each of the sources you're committed to in 2014. So I'm going to stop talking. I'm going to go to the Facebook page to see what's happening there. And you start filling in how many transactions you want to do under each one of those sections. I'm giving you 2 minutes. Start writing. All right, so welcome back. Great work. And obviously, you know, we're spending an hour on the phone today. You could easily spend 35 or 40 minutes doing just that exercise alone, which I would encourage you to do. Now, here's what I want you to do next. I want you to total up the number of transactions. Total up the number of transactions. And once you do that, turn to the third page. Total up the number of transactions. And once you do, turn to the third page where we go into the prospect conversations needed. So total it up. Great work, everybody. I know you're calculating quickly and you're either on your phone or you've got an old school calculator, however you're doing it, total it up. Now, that is the second most important trigger that's causing our clients to win and win big, and it will do the same for you. Why? Because every one of you on the line knows the moment you declare, I'm going to do 6 transactions from open houses, you're now going to begin to track and measure, did it work? Did it happen? What's my plan? The moment you say, I want to do 20 transactions from my database, it's naturally going to cause you to say, what marketing do I need to do? How many coffee meetings? How many emails do I need to send? How many, you know, should I be doing client parties? This is exactly why Bank of America and myself want you to do this work. We want you to decide what you need to do, and that's naturally going to cause you to then say what marketing, what initiatives, what projects, and what plans. So let's go to the third part. Now that you've totaled that up, you see in the new prospects conversation, which is section 3 of the business plan, there's a box at the top and it says, okay, what's your 2014 transaction goal? So right there, I want you to fill in that number. And if you don't have it in front of you, it's okay, and you know your transaction goal for the year, you can follow along just the same. So let's say you want to do 40 transactions for the year. The second box says, well, how many people do you need to interact with in order to make that happen? Now, the good news is today, my friends, a text message or a lead being emailed to you on Zillow where you're emailing back and forth or you're texting back and forth, today that counts as a conversation. You're not going to hear me talk cold calling. You know, it's 2014. You know, we're way beyond that. We know where the gold is and we know where to go after it. So what we want to do is take your total transaction goal and times it by 40. So let's say you want to sell 40 homes. That means you've got to have 1,600 conversations. Now, what do we know? Today, our clients are averaging every 40 people they talk to, they make a sale. Every 40 people they talk to, they make a sale. Some are rock stars and their number is only 16 or 17, and some are brand new agents and it takes them 75 or 80 conversations. So a fair number for all of us on the line is 40. So you've got a goal of 40. Therefore, the second box, you got to fill in 1,600. The next box says, well, divide that by how many months you're going to work. And even though it says 11, I'd like you to cross that off and put 10. 10, which means you're now looking at 160 conversations you need to have per month. 160 per month, again, goal of 40. And then you take that and divide it by 20, just following that little calculator right there. You know you need to have 8 conversations a day. Well, here's what we know, my friends. And there's more numbers for you to fill out below, you know, how many listings you want, listings sold. One of the most important things that you need to know to have an extraordinary 2014 is what is your daily number? What is that daily number of conversations you need to have that would naturally and automatically cause you to sell the number of properties that you want? The example I gave you of 40 transactions is only 8 conversations per day. Now, this is a key distinction. This is a critical discipline that will guarantee your success, taking all the guesswork out and ensuring the kind of sales success that every one of us desires. Now, what's fantastic for every one of us on the line is whatever that number is, you can divide it by 2. You can divide it by 2 because half of those conversations, you're going to want to have those conversations with your database, right, with the people that you already know. They're going to send you referrals and they're going to transact with you again. The other half need to be new conversations, online leads, open houses, knocking on a door around an open house and meeting one of the neighbors, or starting a geographic farm, or whatever source you decide. But the bottom line is this. What is causing our clients to win and win big is they know their number. They know exactly what they have to do on a daily basis in terms of the number of people they need to speak to in order to guarantee their success. And that's what we want for you. Now, the next trigger that's going to cause your business to grow is the next part of the plan, which says projects. Projects. So if you look at number 5 in that business plan, it says system and monthly due plans for growth. So we're asking, you know, what do you need to do in order to cause your business to move forward? Now you're noticing, hey, Tom, you're skipping around the business plan. You missed, you know, section number 4, right? That's okay. I said to you I was going to cover the 4 most important triggers. Every part of the plan is important, but for sake of time today, I wanted to cover those 4 critical ones. So, in terms of monthly plans, here's what you're going to do. Whether you choose to look at it from this standpoint or Bank of America giving you access to our entire 1-year marketing plan, what we need you to do to remove the guesswork, to remove the uncertainty, is to go through month by month and decide what projects and what marketing should naturally happen each month based on the cycles of my business. Based on the cycles of your business, most of us know if we list like crazy in December, January, February, March, our April, May, June is unbelievable, and we have an incredible first half of the year. Then historically, the numbers get a little slower in July and August because of summer, and then September, it kicks back up again. So if your market follows that same natural cycle, it would only make sense for you to then create your projects and your marketing to be front-loaded the first 6 months, taper back a little bit in July and August, and then crank it back up September through December. So make sure you download that marketing plan from Bank of America. It's so important that you remove the guesswork. And we did so much of the work for you in advance. All you've got to do is take a look at it and decide what sources you want to go after and then what marketing campaigns and pieces you would naturally use to win. The last one I want to touch on of the 4 key triggers, before we talk about the personal side of success, is number 8, where it says the business expenses. So we jumped forward a couple more pages in the plan to one of the most important pages, in my opinion. You see, my friends, it doesn't matter what your gross income is. The only thing that matters is what your profit at the end of the year. So if you're not already budgeting, if you haven't taken the time to get all your bills and expenses into QuickBooks or any one of the other, you know, fantastic, very inexpensive solutions today, I would certainly encourage you to do so, because one of the cardinal sins of growing your business is ending the year and not having any money, you know, having sold all those homes and done all those transactions and only have enough money to pay your taxes. I don't want you to be in that situation, so I want to give you just from a high level what we recommend. We call it a third, a third, a third. A third, a third, a third, and here's what it looks like. You want to forecast running your business 1/3 of the dollars that comes in to run the business. 1/3 to run the business. So you make $100, $33 to run the business. And some of that includes your corporate taxes, your corporate taxes. Then you want to take a third of every dollar you make, and that gets to run your home, to run your personal life, and that's going to include some personal taxes. So you've got running your business and some taxes, running your home and some taxes, leaving you with 33 cents on every dollar called profit. For you to pay off your debts, for you to, you know, pay any additional taxes perhaps you might have, and most importantly, save and invest. You see, my friends, again, it doesn't matter what you gross. The only thing that matters is at the end of the day, how much money you save. How much money you save to change the quality of life for your family. Now, I said I was going to finish this by talking to you about a few critical things for your personal life, but I'm looking at the clock and realizing, you know, we might go a little bit over, and I definitely want to get to some Q&A. So before I do, I want you to write down a website for me, please. Write down TomFerryGroup.com. TomFerryGroup.com. TomFerryGroup.com, F-E-R-R-Y, group.com, /2014. So /2014. There's a pretty good chance with as many people as we have on the line, most of which probably are newer to us, that you might need some additional support. You might need some additional help in terms of creating your marketing plan, finalizing your business plan, making some key decisions for next year. I have a team of coaches, and I got to be sensitive because there's a lot of us on the line, but I will say this to you. If you need help, if you want people, someone on my team to help you carve in the plan and really get your numbers and make sure that you have tremendous certainty for 2014, I encourage you to go to that site, register your information, and we'll schedule a 45-minute to 1-hour private call with you and help you in every way we can maximize your business. All right, so that's my promise to you, TomFerryGroup.com/2014, and it's the numbers, not written out, 2014. So we're going to do some Q&A in a minute, but I want to share with you, you don't have to write it down because it's hopefully what you're doing. If you look at what causes the greatest success amongst real estate professionals, it's the same thing that causes all great business people to win. The first thing is they've got wildly important goals. And I hope now that as you decide how many transactions you want to do and the reasons why you want to do it, which was the very beginning, that we've discovered some motivation for you. The second thing is you got to know the numbers. You got to know the numbers. And certainly we did that quickly today. But by following that little numbers calculator on the plan, you'll make it exact for you. The third thing is you got to have a scoreboard. You got to have a scoreboard. You have to measure success. You got to measure success. The great IBM organization came out with the following quote, and I loved it. They said, when you track and measure performance, performance improves. When you track and measure your performance and you share it with someone else, it goes up again. Now, having a scoreboard, whether it's a big, you know, wall in your office where you track all your calls or you track your appointments or you track your listings and sales, what we know is agents that track and measure and have a scoreboard always outproduce those that don't. So make sure there's a scoreboard. And then the last thing I would say to you is create some accountability. If you really want to have 2014 be extraordinary, create some accountability, whether it's your manager, a friend in the office, your coach, your Bank of America loan officer. The bottom line is be accountable. Be accountable and you're going to win. So I'm going to go right now to my Facebook page, facebook.com/Coach Tom Ferry. And if you got a question, you can post it there. And I'm going to hit speakerphone and you all can hear me just fine. I'll talk a little louder, but I want to look and see, and we'll just do some rapid fire Q&A. So John Hoffmeister says, what do you think of SmartZip for geographic farming? Well, John, if you posted that question on one of our private Facebook pages amongst our clients, they would all tell you the same thing, pass, avoid it, that we're yet to see the kind of return on investment that they were promising. Now, that's I don't want to be harsh, John. They're a good, you know, group of men and women that are running that organization. I'm just looking at the numbers. The numbers have not panned out for our clients that have tested that. So my advice to you is pass. All right. Lori McCavey said, hey, Tom, great call today. I love the distinction between interested and committed. Lori, thank you so much. I appreciate it. Lori Bonnet says, Tom, what is the Yikes marketing piece? So the Yikes marketing piece, Lori, is the world famous magic buyer letter, which we've all seen before. It's the old, you know, I have a buyer and there's no homes on the market. We just produced something a few years ago that has produced an insanely great response. So I looked on my website. They just posted it on my Facebook page. So it's up. Matter of fact, Lori, it's up by one of our clients, Cody Longmire. Cody is an extraordinary RE/MAX agent in Dallas, Texas. When I met Cody, let's see, in May of 2012, he was having one of his worst year evers. The guy, you would normally make like $100,000 a year, and he was only on pace to make about 80. He went to one of our trainings and implemented the Yikes, the magic buyer letter piece that you see there, and he implemented our mega open house strategy and finished that year at $149,000 in commissions. And this year, including having a baby, we'll finish at about $400,000 in commissions. And he'll be the first to tell you that Yikes is a major part of that campaign. So I see that it's up on the Facebook page, and I hope that everybody takes advantage of it. All right, looking down the list, I'm going to hit refresh one more time here. And Christopher Clark just asked a question. Christopher said, hold on here. I hit refresh. Sorry, guys. Give me 1 second here. Now I've got too many darn questions. I apologize. Okay, Donna Kerr, because I found that one first. Donna Kerr said, could you please mention all of those websites again for creating that killer marketing piece of all of your transactions? So three are slowly, Batch, Geo, BATCHGEO. Or Google Maps, that's a great one as well, and or Bing, B-I-N-G. All three of them will help you create that same piece. Now, the one critical website that I did not mention that is a secret weapon amongst our clients is a way to have your marketing pieces created for $5. Now, some of you will know this. Write down the site, Fiverr, F-I-V-E-R-R, Fiverr.com. If you go to Fiverr.com, there's several thousand freelance marketeers where you can copy and paste that Yikes piece right off my page or that piece from Anthony Riggins, and you could send it to somebody at Fiverr and say, replicate this with my information, or here's my graph off Batch Geo as an example. So make sure you're looking at that as well. All right, so Tamara Peterson. Tamara, I hope I'm saying that right. I recognize that coaching is extremely important to reach my goals. I'm a very new agent, and I'm not yet in a position to hire one. What one or two things do you recommend I do to get to the point where I can hire a coach? So, and by the way, in San Diego, California, I see that. So, yes, there's no doubt coaching is an expensive thing. It's like business insurance. So there's no doubt. It's expensive, and yet the results are there. As a brand new agent, this is what I'd recommend. Number one, and I, by the way, I see that also I've got a 20-year veteran asking the same question. So Christopher Clark, I'm going to come to you in a sec. So Tamara, here's the three things I'd recommend as a brand new agent. Number one is organize your database. Check out, for all of you, a wonderful solution called Contactually. It's spelled Contact, C-O-N-T-A-C-T-U-A-L-L-Y, Contactually. So if you go to contactually.com, Tamara, this will help you very inexpensively organize every person you know into the appropriate buckets or groups that you would recognize or connect with them in. Then it sets them all up on a rotation where 3 to 4 or 5 of them contactually emails you and says, these are the 3 to 5 people you have to call today. By doing that, you're going to be way ahead of the game. The second thing I would tell you to do is start our open house campaign. So go to my YouTube channel, which is youtube.com, Real Estate Training TF, youtube.com/ Real Estate Training TF. And I have, you know, well over 1.5 million views. So there's a lot going on that page. Search open houses and watch the entire open house training that I made for free for all of you on YouTube. The third thing I would ask you to do is work every Zillow Make Me Move in your marketplace. The fastest way to go from new agent to mature agent is to call on opportunities to list, and that's where you make all the mistakes and you learn all the lessons that make you a wily veteran. So those are my three things. Okay, Charles Sparks says, do you recommend listing Grabber or any other farming sites? The only farming site that I like so far, Charles, go to geographicfarm.com, geographicfarm.com. I like that one a lot in terms of the marketing and the work that they're doing. There's another gentleman by the name of David Collins, and I believe his company is called RE Marketing, and a lot of our clients use him as well. Very expensive, where I like Geographic Farm more because it's obviously less expensive, taking advantage of, you know, every door direct to the U.S. Postal Service and low-cost, high-quality marketing pieces to go after your farm. So I like those two, and again, there's a bunch more, but Charles, good question. And oh, by the way, Lake City, Florida, love it. All right, so Christopher Clark asked, Tom, I'm a new agent with a 20-year background in marketing. What are the three things you'd recommend? So, Christopher, same thing I recommended to Tamara. All right, so I'm going to hit refresh on this, guys, because I know there's a bunch more questions. And I'm also noticing that it is 11:31 here in the West. So I'm going to take the time to answer a whole bunch more questions, but I also want to be mindful that some of you, I know you need to jump off the call. So if you want to hang with me for a few more minutes, please do. I'm going to answer a few more questions, and then I'll check the line, and as the number continues to drop, then eventually I'll hop off, and I'll answer all of those questions for you on Facebook. Make sure, though, you go to tomferrygroup.com/2014. For all of you that are asking these questions, I've set aside a bunch of my coaches. Take advantage of it. Hello, tomferrygroup.com/2014, set up a private session with you and one of my coaches, and we'll rock it out. All right, so Karen Crabb asks, Tom, do you have a good CRM that you recommend? Nope. I don't really like any of them. Here's the truth today. There are just so many of them out there. They're always evolving and changing. The stuff that has been around forever, Top Producer, always great, but no one uses all of it. Wise Agent, that's a good one. I like it. I like Wise Agent with a combination of Contextually. That seems to be working really well for a lot of our clients. But there's no single source, Karen, that we found that solved all the problems of, you know, the real estate business. Email marketing, you know, Happy Grasshopper is a great one as an example, but there's many more. Ernesto Lopez says, if I'm doing 6 lead generation programs, how do I implement 2 or more? Can I replace 2? In Holland, Michigan. So, Ernesto, if I'm doing 6, how do I implement 2 more? Well, simple. You get it up on your marketing plan, and you bring in that person who's going to work 3 hours every week inside your office, and you make them responsible for it. That's the key, my friend. If your production's going to go up, I need you not thinking about the next marketing piece, but having somebody else do it so you're out meeting with buyers and sellers. That's the bottom line. James Villa says, new agent near Irvine, California, right here in my hometown. New agent, 5 months in the business, have done 4 transactions. Does it make sense to send out a proof of success piece? James, 1,000% yes. Just make it a big, big postcard, meaning the show the properties as big. Maybe do beautiful photos of the 4 transactions rather than the map of all of Irvine. Right? Think about that. Remember, the average agent in California is basically selling 2 houses a year. You did 100% more. Congratulations. You're on your way, my friend. Let's see. Juan says, from Moreno Valley, thanks for the call. Juan, thank you, buddy. And yes, I'm in Southern California. Not sure when our next event is. You'd have to go to tomferry.com and check out the event calendar. Hey, Tom Hale in the house. Tom Hale, longtime client. Hey, Tom, fading winter here. Tom, be nice to yourself. And now I'm back on fire with geofarming in 2014. What are some good affirmations you might suggest to have the best year ever? So, Tom, I'm actually going to post exactly what I want everybody to do on the Facebook page once we hang up here. And you know me, I'm looking right now at my daily journal that has the 10 things I'm grateful for, the 3 things that made me happy in the last 24 hours, and a full page of my income goal in the form of an affirmation for 2014, and below that, my December goals and my top goals for the year. I write that down every day Because just like you, Tom, as the world changes and we evolve and our priorities change and our mindset gets shifted and adjusted, you know what? I got to keep what's important in front of me at all times. And I know you do too. So that daily discipline really keeps my head on straight and keeps me focusing on what matters most. All right. So I'm looking down the list. There's a bunch of questions, but it's now 11:35. And I think it's probably best that we hang up. I will answer all these questions for you individually on Facebook. And I guess what I want to say to everybody, just kind of wrapping up, is first of all, thank you to Bank of America. Make sure you take the time to hug your loan officer, give them a high five, thank them for this call, and just know that Bank of America, myself, and my entire company, we are committed to your success in 2014 and beyond. And we do believe that all of our best days are in front of us. So for myself and my family, to you and yours, we wish you a happy holidays, a Merry Christmas, and a fantastic 2014. Make sure you get it, tomferrygroup.com/2014, and absolutely register for one of those sessions so we can create even more certainty in your business moving forward. All right, everybody, I'll be answering those questions on Facebook. You can always get me there. Thank you so much again, Bank of America. Take care, everybody. Bye-bye.